When the on-air mic goes off, the talk begins. It's Talk Talk with Martha Quinn.
Funny. The reason we are laughing is because I always wait, because these girls spontaneously every week go into some kind of musical interlude. And what I love is I never know what, and I bet you, let me ask you a question about that. How soon before that happened, did you two, Christy and Karina, did you know that that was the direction that you were going to go in?
Never. We don't plan it. It just comes out, or sometimes, like just now, it doesn't.
And do you think that you just electronically, like, how did you communicate that message to each other that you were going to do exactly the same thing? Because I was kind of looking down. I wasn't looking at you. I was just sort of over here, like, waiting, you know, for the song to go.
We have ESPN.
ESPN. Oh, so in other words, you could tell what each other was thinking about sports?
All the time. Go Niners.
Okay. I like that.
ESP?
She was serious, though. That's what you don't understand, is that she meant ESPN, like ESP. You know.
Okay, Karina.
Help
you
her
have
out.
ESPN, you can tell what someone else is thinking about sports.
Yes, exactly.
When you have ESP, you just can be a regular mind reader.
Yes.
So extra sensory perception or extra sports network. That is always fascinating. That is always fascinating how improv works, and how sometimes when you make a joke, I often think, I mean, because I did make a joke that was really funny in 1996. And I often think before that, like, how did I know that that was going to come out of my mouth? You know, it's interesting, right? So for today's podcast, I thought that we would deep dive into something that we've been talking a lot about on the radio, which is the talk back feature, which is on the iHeartRadio app. And I was pitching this idea to Christy and Karina, and I was saying, this is what I think we should do. I think it'd be really fun. We'll play a whole bunch of really cool talk back messages. And you ladies were a little, I had to sell it. I had to sell this week's podcast to you guys.
You did. You did have to sell it, because I was like, well, how are we going to talk about the talk back features? And you had a really good explanation.
Which now I can't remember.
And what is it?
No, yeah. You were saying that it's a really cool way for people to interact, and you want to highlight some of the awesome messages that we've gotten. And we have really gotten a lot of cool messages from people tapping that red microphone on our iHeartRadio app and sending us some love and different messages from around the country.
Yeah, it's really cool. And it's a great way, if you're listening right now, for you to participate without having to hassle going through the phone lines. And maybe it's busy and maybe we don't pick up, or, you know, because sometimes it doesn't always work out that people get through. And so this way, you're sitting at a light at your, you know, in your car, you pick up your phone, you click the red microphone, and you can get on the air with your thoughts in like 10 seconds. Okay, let's see, which is the, okay, I want to play, we do this every Friday. We do Corny Joke Friday. And a great way for you to get on the air with your corny joke is to send us one by clicking the red microphone on the iHeartRadio app. And I love this one that came in from Squeaker, who listens in St. Louis.
Hey, Martha, this is Squeaker in St. Louis, Missouri. Why did the golfer bring two pairs of pants to the golf course? In case you got a hole in one. Ba-doom. Have a good day.
That's a standing ovation right there. Because Squeaker came with his own sound effects.
He sure did. He started off with the and then did his ba-dumps. Yeah.
That's the whole thing. That's a complete package. We threw that baby right on the air. Okay, what else?
Well, I got one from this guy, Moose, showing some love. You know, I do Morning Drive with Christy live on 80s Plus. You see how I plugged that real quick?
And, yeah, I completely forgot to mention that. My bad. Usually I do a whole spiel about that, but we got to win a whole different direction. Thank you for that plug. Yeah, go ahead. Morning Drive with Christy live featuring producer Karina Velasquez and Christy. Okay, go ahead.
Yep, thank you very much. And Moose.
Christy James, you are such an amazing person. Love listening to you first thing in the morning. And the fact that you're willing to help Martha out when she's going through something, that is awesome. This is Moose, listening to you in Charlotte, North Carolina on the iHeartRadio network. And it's great to hear both of y'all's voices every day. And when one of you is not there, the other fills in, and that's awesome. Have a fantastic day.
That was such a nice message. Mm-hmm. And it was after you had taken a few days off, Martha, because you were dealing with a medical issue in your ear. And so I had filled in for you. And that was really nice of him to show love to both of us and basically the entire family, and shows that, you know, we really do like each other and people can tell.
And you know what I love about that too, Christy, is that, you know, I'm always saying that people who listen to this music draws people who are positive and who are into good vibes. And I feel like Moose is a perfect example. And what I love about Moose is that he could tell it was really nice of you to cover for me, Christy. And I love that Moose, who's indicative of our audience, could recognize, wow, Christy is doing a really nice thing. And I, Moose, want to shout her out for that. I feel like we have such a tight-knit community, and he's a perfect example of that. I love that message. I heard that come in because you were covering for me, but it was my time slot. Mm-hmm. So I was going through and I heard that. And I swear, Moose, if you're listening, I almost started crying. And, you know, Christy, you know, okay, let's not go overboard with the nice. No, I'm totally kidding. It was really, really nice.
You know what a question is? What I always get asked sometimes outside of the studio is if we are genuinely a tight-knit family, like us three girls. And I always say we really are. Like, what you hear is what you get. And that's the thing about us, is that we will all always have each other's back regardless of the situation. That's just how we are. But people always are surprised. Like, is Martha Quinn really that nice? Is Christy really that nice? I'm like, have you met them?
Yes, Karina's the mean one. Yes, I'm telling you, Karina's the mean one.
I'm the mean one. I was like, I'm the mean one. They're like, no, you're not mean at all. I'm like, no, compared to them, the rainbows and the sunshine, you got that little dark cloud trying to creep
you
in.
You're only a dark cloud if somebody leaves their trash cans in the cul-de-sac.
Okay.
That's when you go crazy.
Right.
But no, I just got chills when you said that about we have each other's back, because I feel like you ladies taught me what it is to have someone's back. And I am so grateful. I really feel like I've learned so much about being a friend from the two of you. And what's super interesting is people always ask me that also about the VJs, me, Mark Goodman, Alan Hunter, and Nina Blackwood. Oh, are you guys still really friends, or are you still friends today? And it's like, we are also like this. We're a family, totally, 100%.
Yep. I couldn't agree more. And by the way, shout out to Moose for his nickname, or if that's his real name, that's pretty cool. I would like
I love that.
A little kind of random nickname. I don't know what it would be. Maybe Wino or Vino. No,
damn.
Or Vino. I don't know what my nickname would be, but I like that.
Nicknames are cool.
Yeah, the Moose. I like that.
Nicknames are cool. We have a squeaker, a moose. There's Cowboy Kenny who listens as well. Yeah, we got a bunch of them. Okay, so we have Moose. We got Squeaker. Karina, do you have a favorite talkback message?
Yes, go ahead and play that one. This is from Ryan.
Good morning. It's Ryan calling from Toronto, Canada. Just want to say thank you for making every day that much better. Love your station. Love your station. Love your station. Cheers. Have a wonderful day.
Aw. And you know what? He leaves quite a few talkbacks for us, and it's always super positive and super, super nice. So, Ryan, if you're listening, thank you. But it's like sometimes when I had a bad day, or I had a bad day this week, I heard that and I'm like, aw, it cheered me right up.
You know, and it takes time. I mean, it's easy, it's not hard, but it takes time. You got to click the microphone. You got to say your thing. You got to hit send. Okay, it doesn't really actually take that much time, but it does take effort and thought. Like, okay, I'm going to do this. And to take that step just to be cool and be nice, mm-hmm, is really, really appreciated, because when your talkback messages come in, we go, ooh, we got another one. And we run and we check them right away. So it's always good. I was saying the other day that the talkback feature is kind of the opposite of that old time song, yakety yak, don't talk back. In our case, it's yakety yak, please talk back. And I was mentioning that, and then I got this message.
Please talk back.
Yeah. It almost sounds like it's, let me try the single sting. Just the bap.
Yeah, then we heard a little of the creative process in the back. I like that back end. But yeah, yakety yak, please talk back. I appreciate that. That took a lot of effort right there. We do production here. That took a lot of effort.
I like it. I'm here for it.
That was really cool.
Yakety yak. Please talk back. All right, we got another one?
Yes, we do, actually. One more.
Hey, Martha. This is Brian from Vallejo. My song that I would sing for a cover band would be Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down. Have a great day.
Hey, Vallejo.
From your hood.
707.
Like it. Yeah, so I was saying if I was going to sing in an 80s cover band, I would either sing Crimson and Clover. Mm. Please don't ask me to right now unless you're going to beg me. or I Love Rock and Roll, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I love rock and roll. Put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I mean, I would get out there in my pleather pants and I would rock it. I think that'd be so fun. And I love that Brian just chimed in with his, and I won't back down. Christy, what would you sing if you were going to sing in an 80s cover band?
I would probably sing Walking On.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's got to feel good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm walking on sunshine.
All right, Christy.
Oh, yeah.
Don't stop me now. You know, got me started. No,
oh, that's awesome.
That's good. Okay, Karina, how about you?
I would probably do, because it's just a classic, Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper. I would like to do that, but she's so high, but I might be straining my voice a little bit. Oh, girls.
Okay, well, let's transpose it down a couple of keys and go ahead.
Oh, girls, just the wanna have fun.
Wow. That was good.
Really, Martha Quinn, don't lie. Friends don't lie.
That was good.
Friends don't lie.
Okay, but here's the curious thing about that. Karina, you really can sing. What are you doing? Are you trying to come down to Christie's and my level? Or?
Oh.
Well, come on. We're not as good at singers as Karina is.
Did she just say?
It's me. I'm the worst. You're better than me,
Clean
Christy.
It up, girl. Clean it up.
Karina is good, so come on.
No, that Cyndi Lauper song is a hard song to sing, and I've never tried it before, but I might try it one time.
Sing is one that you sing, like sing Don't Stop Believing or something.
That's the one she sings.
Oh, man, that's been just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
That's it.
That's pretty good. That was pretty good.
I haven't done karaoke
Christy,
in a while, but yeah.
That was pretty good, right?
Yeah. Well, it's better than you two. That's Martha said. That was such a funny.
I love rock and roll. Put another dime.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. That was funny.
All right, fine. I'm going to rock out Crimson and Clover.
All right.
To wind up this podcast. Now I don't hardly know her, but I think I could love her. Crimson and Clover. Oh, she sings it so good.
Wow. Is that the actual recording or was that you, Martha?
I pulled up the YouTube video. I was trying to trick you.
Nice.
You have something on your nose, Karina. Just real quick. Just get that off.
All right, well, listen. We appreciate the talk back feature is a way for you to participate in the fun that we have, for you to call in and tell us the 80s songs that you would sing, or to tell us, you know, your corny jokes or how much you love us. That's always good, too. I got one the other day that said, Martha Quinn, this is the worst song. And I have to tell you, I appreciated it because I felt like, you know what this tells me? This tells me that you feel comfortable with us and telling us how you really feel. And it reminded me, I've told you girls this story, but I was once having dinner in Greenwich Village with our boss, Bob Pittman, but this was back in the day. And I saw some people across the restaurant looking at me, and I was like, oh my God, this is going to be so cool. Somebody's going to ask for my autograph in front of my boss. And he yells out, Martha Quinn, I don't really like that haircut you got. And I'm like, oh, I was so embarrassed. But I did like that my friend who was sitting, I will say, at the bar, did feel comfortable enough to tell me his true feeling about my haircut.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here for it. I'm the good, the bad, the ugly, sometimes annoying. No, just kidding. We like it.
No, we're totally into it. So thank you. Oh, and by the way, the deal is the iHeartRadio app is free. You download it from the App Store. When I first heard about this whole TalkBack thing, you know, oh, we're instituting this new feature, TalkBack, 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 I was thinking in my head, oh, yeah, that doesn't apply to me. I'm not participating in that. That's too hard for me. That doesn't apply to Martha Quinn. And then, Karina, you said to me, Martha, did you check your TalkBack messages? And I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that. That's too hard for me. I can't do that. And you said, no, it's easy. Just check it out. And then I got really into it. So if I can do it, you can do it. I promise. You might be listening right now thinking, oh, yeah, that TalkBack thing, that's too much for me. I can't do it. I understand, but you can. It's super easy. Give it a try. It'll be really fun to get you on the air, either with Morning Drive with Christy Live, 6 to 10 on 80s Plus at 103.7, also heard on the iHeartRadio app, or with me in the Martha Quinn Show. So, all right, any final words, ladies?
Yackety yak. Please talk back.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Way to bring it around.
Just a small, no kidding.
Take it easy.
Sorry. If you haven't heard podcast number 162 featuring the really hilarious John Heffron, please go check that out. Meanwhile, thank you for hanging with us for episode number 163. Can I talk to you guys about this phrase? Until episode number 164, I'm Martha Quinn, right? I always say that.
Yeah.
But like, what about after 164? Will I no longer be Martha Quinn? Until episode number 164, I'm Martha Quinn. What does that mean? After 164, I won't be Martha Quinn? Like, that's a funny phrase, isn't it?
When you string it along like that, but I don't think you mean it like that, and I didn't take it like that. I don't think people are listening that deep until you just pointed it out.
Maybe not to you, Christy.
Well, you might want to change your name like, you know, Prince used to do.
Leave a longer pause. Until episode 164, when we talk to you again, when I'll still be Martha Quinn. There you go.
All that she said, I'm Martha Quinn.
I'm Christy.
I'm Karina Velasquez.
We miss you already.